Back to the Bruce Wiley Show.
Rockville's Move 104.9.
On our area buzz this morning, we head to Prescott and Judy Berree, who is co-chair of the fundraising for the new Prescott Recreational Center, joins me. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
And some great news today.
Absolutely.
The Prescott Arena, the new recreational center, has a name.
Yes, it does. We're very proud to announce that the new arena that will be built hopefully by the end of next year will bear the name of Elaine Chartron. Her grandparents, David and Christine, have paid for the naming opportunity for that rink, and it will be known as the Elaine Chartron Arena. So we're very, very proud of that. Elaine is a two-time women's champion, national women's champion for Canada, and we're just over the moon excited, as are her grandparents, and is Elaine. She found out on Friday night that her grandparents were doing that for her, so we're very pleased.
Here's a lady who's represented Prescott so well at the Canadian Figure Skating Championships. That's great news.
She started her career in Prescott. She started skating in the Prescott Arena, and her grandmother told me the other day that she was the last skater on the ice in the arena in Prescott before it was decommissioned. So that was really important for me to hear.
All right, so not many people are going to say, what happens to Leo Boivin?
Well, the Leo Boivin Community Center is still going to be kept in Prescott. The town has made a decision to keep that facility. And I'm actually happy to say that when you walk into the foyer of the new arena, it's a recreational complex. There's a walking track and community rooms and training rooms. It's going to be a state-of-the-art addition to the Prescott landscape and to South Grenville. When you walk into the foyer, on the wall that is straight ahead of you, that is in front of the ice surface, it's going to say, welcome to the Leo. So Leo's presence is still going to be in that rink. When you walk in, you're going to see that sign, and people have already started participating in the sponsorship of that wall.
All right, so sponsorship and raising funds. How much do you have to raise, and where are you at?
We have to raise $3.2 million, which was our original goal, and we are sitting right now at $2.9 million. This week has been crazy with people pledging sponsorships, but we still have lots of places for people to sponsor. There's lots of places and spaces in that arena where your family name can be represented or your business name. There are still some bleacher spaces available. There's change rooms that are still available. And, I mean, even things like the sound system and display cases are available for people to sponsor. And, of course, we have lots of advertising opportunities, too. We have three levels of advertising in the rink. Around the rink boards on the interior wall of the rink, there's faces available there. There's some big signs that will adorn the interior walls of the rink, some big signs and some smaller signs. So there's still lots of places for businesses to get involved. This is history in the making. We've never had a facility like this in our community. And so we're just over the moon excited to build it. And the enthusiasm of the community has been really overwhelming.
I can't tell that you're happy about this.
I've kind of not come down from earth from the announcement last Wednesday, to be given the opportunity from the federal government and the provincial government. Together, they've pledged $9.7 million. I mean, we've been waiting and waiting for that announcement, and it finally happened last Wednesday, and it just means that all of our plans are going to fall into place, and that's happening. It's so quickly happening that, it is a little overwhelming, but we are so excited and so pleased to be able to provide that for the community. That gathering space has been sorely missed, and I think, that old adage that you don't know what you've had until it's gone has been so true. People who went to that rink and their kids skated there and they played hockey and they figure skated and they public skated, now it's going to be just a state-of-the-art facility, and there's a children's area there where kids can play while their mom and dad watch their their older siblings on the rink, and it's just going to be amazing. So we're so proud to be part of that. And boy, when the shovels go in the ground, it's going to be a little overwhelming for all of us, because it means that reality is going to happen.
That's for sure. Judy, just hang on, okay?
Yep.
Judy Burry with us from Prescott on the new recreational center.